Okay, look, I think we may have an issue with our phones. I'm not 100% sure, so if you want to phone 240 666, what we've had in the last couple of days is a change of internet facility, and I think it's kind of mixed up our phones. I'm not 100% sure, but 01983 240 666 will get you through to the studio. I'm not sure whether there's one phone that is live or the two, so feel free to phone. It is open house. If there's anything you want to chat about, then, you know, because it's a Monday, we'll allow you to do it, so to speak. But we have got a couple of things that we want to guide you in with, and one of those is something that came out of the news today, that the Labour Party, if they get voted in, they are going to continue with the cuts. The benefit cuts, and I think that it's child benefit that they're going to have a crack at, and they're going to reduce the amount and spend it elsewhere. Now, that ain't a ratings winner, is it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
How many people with parents have got kids that they...
There are so many people on benefits that they're not... No.
They're going to say, no, that's not for me,
I can't understand that statement at all. No.
I can't, but we'll look into it in a wee while. But also, I'm asking the question, because in the last couple of weeks, it's out there now. There seems to be a bit of a problem. It's not a massive problem, I don't think. I just think it's a bit of a a couple of people have disagreed with the way things are being done within the independents.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm looking at it and thinking it's a bit of a shame, but then people don't get on all the time. It's just the way that they... And I think maybe the media have played a part in blowing it up, making it bigger than it really is. But then I'm asking the question, OK, I think the independents are doing a really, really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're under pressure. They're under a massive amount of pressure because they've got to make cutbacks and so on. And anybody else doing the job would be as well.
Of course,
you know, it's not just because of who they are. The reasons are that, you know, these cutbacks have come from above, you know, and then they get handed the money and they've got to share it out. The ultimate would be, well, okay, well, if you don't like that, you know, I've heard rumours that David Pugh is to make a return to politics sooner than you think.
Don't want that, Ian.
Ask yourself this, though, because I'm sitting on the fence.
Yes, I've got to sit on the fence.
Yeah. Ask yourself this. Do we need him? Is he going to do a better job? Did he do a good job last time? You know, I put a message on Facebook over the weekend, and I must admit, I think it was unbelievable because it was all... I mean, it was one person that actually said yes. And I'm not saying what she was saying yes to, whether we missed him or not. But let me just read out what I actually put on the Facebook page, and then we can take it from there. But this is what I put on. I think it was either Friday or Saturday, and I'm just waiting for it to... here we go. I'm just waiting for the old internet to kick in here and skip by all the rubbish. And the word is David Pugh is coming back to politics and wants to be at County Hall as soon as possible. Have we missed him? Have we missed him? Do we need him? Mr. Curry says no and no. Mrs. J says no, no and no. Mark Newlands from Shanklin says the word is no. Ruthie Bennett says, my goodness, no, please, no. Zoe Thompson says, no, please, please, let's get some young blood representing the real island people. There are loads more messages along the lines of no. Mm. Hi, who's this?
Oh, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie, how are you?
Hello, Jackie.
I'm fine, thank you. In a word, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I ask you
I can't
why?
I imagine he's got the gall to show his face here again.
No.
So we're clear, why?
Well, he just seemed to be so unpopular and so self-obsessed and unhelpful and rubbed everybody up the wrong way. And then he was really quite publicly humiliated, wasn't he, when he lost his position in that last council election. So I can't think why he wants to come back and face the island, really. I reckon nobody else wants him.
Well, see, I'm looking at all the no's, and I'm looking at, and the reason why I asked the question, you know, why? Because obviously we need to make it bigger and not just say no. I look at it and you know, slightly different eyes what did we get out of it last time? Well, I'm kind of remembering an awful lot of stuff that wasn't very good. I'm remembering stood in a crowd of 3,000 people at the bottom of the high street with the schools debate there. And, you know, you look at the way our schools were run for a couple of years. I know now that, you know, they're on the mend and, you know, the Ofsted reports are getting better and so on and so forth. But we had that period of time. And it was that period of time only ended kind of maybe earlier this year, late last year, when we put something else in place, because things were incredibly bad. We had Ofsted report after Ofsted report that was, you know, which wasn't very good at all. And but does it come down to the regime that was in before? Was it their fault with all the changes within the schools? That's what we got to ask ourselves. And
I don't know. I'm obviously I haven't got any children at school, so that didn't affect me. But I just can't think why that man would, you know, why him. I mean, other people that you may or may not have voted for, they've been good people in their own right, haven't they? But I can't think of anything about David Pugh that I would want to sort of embrace, quite frankly. He just seemed to be so obnoxious.
I'll tell you what we have got at the moment. We've got obviously a little bit of a power struggle going on, we think. It's a bit half and half now. You've got half Tories, half independents, and there seems to be this power struggle. Maybe there may even be a little bit of a shift in a wee while. But what you've got at the moment, and this is maybe where the current crop of politicians, whatever colour shirts they're wearing, they ought to look at things and say, well, at least we're communicating with people. At least we're communicating with the people on the street as well, because you never had that before.
No, you
know, there were certain people that weren't allowed to, and we were told this. There were certain people that weren't allowed to come in and talk to us.
Though, with what's going on at the minute, is you don't want, again, the power struggle to get into the way of what they're all trying to achieve. But I think it's inevitable that you're going to get power struggles when you throw people together in that environment. It's all very well us on the outside saying, well, if I were a councillor, I'd do this. But we've never been in that position, and I'm certain that it just must go to your head at some stage. I can't see how you can avoid suddenly thinking you're more important or you know, than the next guy. I don't know, but it does seem to me that the power struggle within any kind of business is always a destructive element, I think.
I think there's a bit of a slight destruction going on at the moment. I don't think it's going to damage them massively.
So far, the council have been, you know, pretty okay. People have been quite happy with what's been going on because of their transparency and because their willingness to come and talk on radio. And it would be a shame for that to kind of fall to pieces a bit, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, you know, the last regime wouldn't talk to us very much at all. And
no, that's what I mean. And the last regime, I mean, I might be wrong, but it would appear that Pugh wouldn't even engage in any kind of entertaining anything if he didn't like the idea of it at all. And you can't have a one-man band running everything, can you?
No. And the other thing to remember is, I know that people are having a bit of a dig at the independents because one or two of them have different ideas, you know, which is nice. I mean, at the end of the day, they're independent. But let's go back a period of time. You've got a conservative group of people that are at the council, and they're... There's some of them that don't really get on with Andrew Turner. There's some of the, you know, the situation between David Pugh and Andrew Turner was absolutely dreadful.
People, they should rise above that, shouldn't they? See, they don't seem to be able to, do they? It all becomes down, it all petty nitpicking, isn't it? Which then I think irritates the electorate no end, because they don't seem to be able to get out of this schoolboy nitpicking at any level, you know. Top government level, even just Auburn council level, there's always an element of nitpicking, and I don't know, it just seems to show them up for being, I think, really very foolish.
So what would you say in the last 18 months? Do you feel like we're being looked after better by way of decisions and so on and so forth? Do you think
it would appear so? I mean, again, on a personal level, nothing sort of, you know, has changed my life, but it is nice that you can get the councillors on and you can ask them questions and they will answer them to the best of their ability. There is a lot going on the island and they are willing to talk about it, and I think that's what the people need to know. I don't really, understand the, you know, when it starts to get the powers. When does it all start? What happens when this these power struggles start? Something must ignite it, must it? There's got to be a trigger that sets them off, and then it seems to then. I think it's disappointing. You know, I'm beginning to feel disappointed that, oh no, are they going now the same way as everybody else? You know, the power struggle, the split, the arguments, the differences of opinion, and all while that's going on, they're not attending to the business of what to what they've been elected to do.
Well, the one thing that may have you may be aware of over the weekend, it was Councillor Chapman has resigned as an independent, and there was some confusion. I'm hoping that Alison, maybe from Arrowton, may phone me and put me in the picture on this, because she's a little bit more switched on with it than I am. But she was saying that I did see a little bit on a website somewhere, and it was basically saying he's resigned, and then somebody questioned the timing and which came first, because Councillor Chris Whitehouse, who is a Conservative, has announced, because he sent this to by way of a news package to us, saying that another independent has resigned. But it turns out that this guy sent out resignation. None of the words were actually used in the press release from Councillor Whitehouse. It was obviously, or had been, rewritten. And somebody questioned the timings, and it turns out that yes, he'd sent the email out, and then we got this press release, but the wording from the original email from Councillor Chapman resigning, there was nothing in the actual press statement which you could tie up and say, yes, they're the same wordings or the same quotes. So it looked like it'd been completely rewritten by Councillor Whitehouse.
A bit manipulated.
So I look at this and I think, right, okay, so there are dirty tactics.
Yeah.
And all they're trying to do is, I would imagine, because the Tories are looking at it and thinking, right, okay, this is a way in. One or two have decided to go their own way, and this is our way of pouring a load of fuel on the fire. But I think it's going to backfire, because it now looks like they've done it deliberately just to cause trouble.
Yeah. I mean, again, all you can do is draw conclusions from what you know that the media send out, isn't it? I mean, unless you are the actual people involved, no one will really know, will they? We just know, don't we, what, again, you could just speculate and try and draw your own conclusions from the information you're given, how valid that information is and how accurate it is something that you might never know. I don't know. It's all very, I find it all very childish.
Yeah,
I really do. I can't be doing that.
Do you know, Jackie, that's how I feel. I think they're all like children. Yeah.
I think we just want them to get on with
doing the job.
That's right.
Stop bickering.
Dummies out.
Just how I feel.
If we all behave like that in our personal lives, you'd never get anything done, would you?
No, that's right.
Absolutely right.
Bickering and not sort of dealing with things. I just think it's so silly. I think it's just a power thing goes to everybody's head.
Maybe
it's inevitable. Maybe if we were all elected as councillors, maybe we'd all get like that after
a few months
or something. You know, thinking that, well, you know, I know better than you. I'm a councillor. I do this. I don't know. It all just seemed to be that they all seem to get, in the end, possessed by power.
Hang on, Jackie. There's someone else on the other line. Hi, who's that?
Hello, it's Ali.
Oh, hang on a minute out there, Ali. We'll sort you out in a moment. We're just saying...
It won't be long. I'm just saying, Tony Blair's reared his rotten head again, hasn't he? Now encouraging...
Do you know what? When I was in a good mood this morning when I woke up, and then Tony Blair came on the television and said we shouldn't rule out sending troops
on
the ground.
I know.
Yeah, he really is trigger-happy, isn't he, man?
Yeah, yeah. I thought we got rid of him, but...
I think he's
send him out
there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you want to go out on the ground, Tony, you go and leave
him.
I just want to say on a lighter note that how much Graham and I enjoyed going to see All Washed Up last night in his cows. It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good. Glad you enjoyed it.
Mm. And the other trio that was on with them, Jukebox Jazz, was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, they are good.
And I did say to Shirley at the end of the evening that I think that the biggest thing that we could do to stop all the war everywhere is to send out music everywhere. go and blast the enemy with all washed up and things like that. There were huge, great tannoy systems over the battlefield,
yep.
And nobody would want to fight because you couldn't help but tap your feet and
that's
enjoy
right,
yourself.
Yeah.
We'll try it.
Next, I think music will transcend absolutely everything. It infiltrates
time.
Every barrier, it breaks down every barrier, it crosses every barrier, and it's always a feel-good feeling for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, next time there's a row down at County Hall, we get all washed up, there's
burnt
barge in and
play. That's right, go through the tannoy system. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
idea.
Mm-hmm. It's not rowing, because you couldn't help it.
Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Thank okay, you, Jackie.
Bye.
Thank
bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. Sorry to keep you waiting, Ali.
Okay.
Hello, Ali.
Hello.
Have I got it right?
Well, there was a post appeared on the White, which is an online sort of news, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it appeared Friday night, just before 10:30. And I read it, as did many, that it was actually an email from Charles Chapman as to why he resigned. Further down, with quite a lot of negative comments, there was 117 comments to this post, Ian.
Good grief.
And Saturday, I put on... Hang on, I'm just going through trying to find it.
Going to be long?
Come on, Ali.
There were 117 comments. I did tell you that beforehand, so I'm just going through them all to try and find mine. We're getting there. Come on, ad-lib.
No, I've given up on that now. 117 comments.
117 comments,
right.
Yeah, which is quite a lot. And there was obviously quite a lot of negativity.
Mm.
Oh, for goodness.
Oh dear, come on, Ali.
I could do with a PA, really, to look for me.
You heard of the song, come on, Eileen.
So, were you one of the first ones to comment first time around?
No. I can't find the comment, actually.
Okay, so, but is Councillor Charles Chapman's resignation the actual emails and timings?
Yes.
Is that what we're looking
at? I just queried, there seems to be an awful lot of mistakes regarding timing.
Right.
And I feel we are all being led up the garden path with only one item on the agenda to undermine our independent Isle of Wight Council.
Yeah.
And I got a reply back from Sally Perry saying, as to your accusation, you know, don't really know what you're talking about. And I've just put that I read it, as did many others, that we were actually reading the email about his resignation that he sent.
Right.
So yesterday, another one appeared on the White with the actual emails that were sent. And the email that Charles Chapman sent is nothing like the one that was printed. And I think it's since come about that it was Councillor Chris Whitehouse that actually sent the email on Charles Chapman's behalf.
Well, that would suggest an awful lot of, suspicion... Is not the word. I mean, I'm just looking at that and thinking, hang on a minute. So this guy is an independent. He's resigned and he sent an email to Chris Whitehouse, and Chris Whitehouse has issued us with some kind of press release.
Yeah.
But it doesn't resemble the original. That is not even the same quoting. Quotings from the original email. So it would suggest that he's rewritten it himself to suit himself and possibly his party as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I look at this and there's a little bit of me that's astounded. There's a little bit of me that thinks that, nah, come on, this is politics. They'll do anything. They're up to the dirty tricks. But the fact is, yes, in the last week or so, there has been a few rumblings elsewhere and a few fallings out. That's what happens in politics, unfortunately. But it just looks like the other parties, i.e. in this case, the Tories, have stirred it up a little bit and trying to make it into a hornet's nest. And really, it's not really a hornet's nest, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It really is just a storm in a teacup, and it's just somebody else is jumping on and making it much, much bigger than it is. And if they're not careful, this is going to highlight a lot of pettiness, a lot of stupidity, and people are going to look at this and think, well, hang on a minute, you kind of had an open goal, but you've missed your opportunity because you've gone down the petty road.
Yeah. I've actually found my comment now, and I commented on the 20th of September, which would have been the Saturday.
Right.
And I've put, there seems to be an awful lot of mistakes made just lately during press releases, doesn't there? Very unusual for On the White not to put all timings alongside news articles. I wonder what the real truth is. I feel we may all be being led along a path with only one agenda, to undermine our independent Isle of Wight Council. We should be focusing on the problems facing our island. But hey, so long as the comments and hits for this site keep coming. I then received a reply after that from Sally Perry. Perhaps you can point me to the other press release mistakes you're referring to, Alison. The times that articles are published always appear on the right-hand side next to the author. Nothing has changed. As to your accusation about a supposed agenda, it is so ridiculously unfounded, I'm not sure I'll waste time replying. We report what happens on the island. It's as simple as that. My next comment straight underneath that was, do you not think that the first statement or press release should be removed from this story? I have, as have many others, read and thought it written by Charles Chapman. This wasn't in fact written by him, but by Councillor Whitehouse. That is what is being commented on. It is not until Jeff Lumley's post that it becomes apparent the email is not from him. So throughout this story, you have not received anything from Charles Chapman at all. Am I correct? If so, this is where my comments come from. And then yesterday afternoon, another one appeared from On the White with the emails and what have you that were really sent from Charles Chapman, which are nothing like the ones that appeared the Friday night.
Yeah. So somebody's obviously rewritten them.
Yeah.
And someone, is it one of the councillors, the Tory councillor, Wayne Whittle, has actually replied to an email, Chris is going to call you, which does suggest there is a connection there with Chris Whitehouse and Charles Chapman.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the post that appeared yesterday says, Councillor Charles Chapman's resignation, the actual emails and timing. And I've just put, thanks for this, Sally. All anybody wants to know is the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't, would you just, I mean, if you put it out there and it's as you think that it's Charles Chapman's words, his resignation.
As I did.
And, I think I kind of read it that way the first time round. And I thought, oh, crikey. And then you read it again. Hang on a minute. It's totally, totally different.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Because it's not written by the same person, is it?
Well, obviously not.
No.
But it was a press release that came out on Friday from Chris Whitehouse.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, genuinely, I look at this and I think, oh, come on, you've got a bigger job to concentrate on.
Well, I sat in last week's full council meeting and the disruption and the utter lack of, let's have a full council meeting, let's just stick to our own agenda and cause trouble by a lot of the Conservative councillors was absolutely, in my opinion, unbelievable. And that is not what people have elected them for.
No, absolutely.
And I'm of the firm belief that party politics should play no part at all in the running of County Hall.
Yeah, see, you get more done.
Well, you're up there to do a job because people have elected you to do a job, not to sit there, you know, fighting, backbiting, stirring trouble, disrupting meetings, and generally going away from the whole reason you were put there in the first place.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all. I really can't argue with that.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I, from a person that is not, on the outside looking in, I'm just thinking, and I genuinely mean this, I don't care what colours you are, I just want you to get on with the job in hand. And in the last couple of weeks, all we've had is bitching, backbiting, he said, she said, and hang on a minute, the job still needs to be done here and we've taken our eye off the ball. You know, someone needs to refocus, get their team members back on the ball, you know, not just the independents, the Tories as well. Get on with the bloody job. That's what we want to say to you.
Yeah, definitely, and that's why they were elected. And I just find it really sad that there's an awful lot of people that have lost the focus of why they were elected.
Yeah, because they've become embroiled in some kind of stupid bickering argument that is meaningless, and it's all about my willy's bigger than yours, isn't it?
Well, I don't know because I haven't got one, but all it's doing is damaging the Isle of Wight.
It is, and that's the point I'm trying to make. And all because of, oh, he said, she said, oh, we're going to come and join our group. Oh, we're going to be bigger than yours in a minute. We're going to have more.
Scoring, that's all it is.
Oh, it's
scoring.
Pathetic. You know, grow up.
Just pack it up and get on with the job in hand.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that would be the opinion of, and I know that, you know, and this isn't, I'm not having a go at on the Wight. I'm not having a go at anybody else. What I'm saying is that the majority of the people on the Isle of Wight, they probably don't listen to Vectis Radio. They probably don't do on the Wight. It's, they have a following, they have a good, healthy following, and good luck to them. But they don't speak for the whole of the island, as we don't and on Vectis Radio, all the other radio stations, or even the county press. I bet you if you were to take all of these people independently on the Isle of Wight and ask them, they would all probably say the same. Get on with the job. I'm not interested in all the bun fights that's underneath on Facebook pages, on the Wight, or in the county press, or even on Vectis Radio's phone-in. Majority of people would say just that. Get on with it. There's a lot of work to be done. You're being stupid. Mm. Grow up, because you know you're just taking your eye off the ball.
Definitely, but 80% of people reading headlines, be it on a Facebook page, on the Wight, your page, county press, within the first 5 seconds would have made up their mind as to what they're reading.
Mm. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, in all honesty. This will probably come out in the near future anyway. I think we'll all be sat in a room somewhere, you know, trying to do what we should be doing. And I think the county press, on the Wight, Vectis Radio, the other radio station, Isle of Wight, the other lot ain't going anymore, unfortunately. You know that we all need to play our part in putting the good back into the island. We really do. And all we're doing at the moment, we seem to be doing, is picking sides, causing grief, misleading, causing, you know, situations that shouldn't be there. We should all be pulling together. If there's a bad story, if there's a report out there that needs reporting, let's report it, let's do it. But this is just so blimmin' childish.
Mm-hmm.
He said, she said, he resigned. It's not in order. It doesn't seem to be very accurate either, because someone sent their resignation and somebody's rewritten it for them.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, at the end of the day, really, all everybody wants to know is the truth. And if we're not being told the truth, how on earth can you form an opinion or move forward? You can't.
Yeah, I agree. I can't disagree with that. It's frustrating, because what these people don't realise is that they have a hell of a lot of control, and they can do so much. They can do so much good, but at the moment they seem to be choosing to do so much bad just by creating this story and making it even worse. And this is a part of the media that I'm talking about. Not just the media, but the people within the council as well, those 40 elected members. I would imagine there's a number of them, majority of those, just want to go in there and they've been elected, they just want to get on with their job. I bet they're embarrassed by all this nonsense, because that's what it is. Mm. It's nonsense. It's schoolboy nonsense.
Of course it is, because if you're thinking that one person or one group of people can do that, surely the assumption is that they can all do it.
Yeah.
You
know, and like I say, all I wanted to know was the truth, and, you know, good on the Wight for actually printing the emails and things, that people can now make up their own mind and see the truth.
See,
not much to ask for, is it?
I think that on the Wight, the county press, Isle of Wight Radio, Vectis Radio, we all have a part to play. We all have a part to play in this. Put the differences aside, put the politics aside, for the sake of the Isle of Wight. That's what we need to do. Not, you know, we've just become embroiled in he said, she said, and picking sides.
Mm.
Take away the sides. Take away the parties, if you like. The Isle of Wight needs fixing. And it's a big job, and it's been sidetracked by some meaningless stuff that is just childish pranks. It's schoolboy stuff, schoolboy errors. You know, we've had press releases that shouldn't have been released. We've now had a press release that was rewritten. I'll tell you what, if they're looking in from the mainland, if they're looking at us and thinking, how do you run things over there, they'd be having a right laugh at us.
And that's what I'm saying, that I don't think they actually realise, you know, while they're trying to damage the Isle of Wight Council and the independent group, the damage they're actually causing to the Isle of Wight, you know. And I say, really, you just need to take the gloves off and get on with what you were put there to do, really.
And the other thing to remember is, and you know, this is the decision, this is a choice that people have to make. I'm not going to put words in their head, but if you do away with what you've got, there's every chance that you might get something back that you never wanted before, i.e. David Pugh. Now, some people say he's a good politician. Some people say he's a decent bloke. The majority of people that I've spoken to in the last 48 hours, it doesn't suggest that way. Because I'm looking at it and thinking, this guy has never left politics. There's not much. There's not a day that goes by that he's not in connection with someone within the council. So, you know, I'm looking at it and thinking, this could be his way back in. He's smelling the blood. And this isn't a warning. This is okay. If you feel that this regime is not working, and people turn on them, and they get the media to turn on them as well, and all of a sudden, you know, the roles for the independent, it becomes untenable. What happens then is you may get that old regime that took years to get rid of. Which would you rather have? And this is a simple question. What would you rather have? Hey, look, you look at what's going on at the moment and realise what it is. It's a game, okay? Stop playing games. Get on with the job. I think that's the best thing we can do. As an independent, if I was running the show now, I would say, come on, we've got to get back to basics. Yeah. Let's not even bother with this Chris Whitehouse thing that's happened. Let's just get on with it. Let's rise above it. Get on with the job in hand, because that's what needs to be done. The worst case scenario for some people would be that, you know, basically they get removed. And what do we get? We get another Tory regime that will probably have David Pugh at the helm. Do you want that?
No way.
Do you want that, Dame Shirley?
No way.
I know that the people that I've asked, apart from Sylvia Stott, she's a yes. And I'm sure that there are hundreds of people out there that would back a David Pugh coming back to run the council.
Oh, but don't you send shivers down my spine.
No, I know. Yes, I know.
You know, the worst thing is, in all of this, that we were beginning to see a real change.
We still are.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that the hard work that a lot of, and this is the sad thing, is that all this childishness in the last couple of weeks has poured cold water on the efforts of 40 councillors. This isn't just an independent positive in the last few years. It's a group of people that have come together and they've realised that schools are in a bad way. They're getting good Ofsted reports now.
But who was responsible for the schools?
Let's just say that the positive stuff that's come out of the last 12 months or so is all good, and all of those members at the council deserve some kind of credit. Now, what we've done in the last couple of weeks is we've poured cold water on the hard work that people have put in, not just the councillors, but the people within the schools, because now we're looking at it and questioning it. Now we're looking at it and thinking, oh, they're not doing such a good... Oh, they told you they couldn't do it. No, they're actually doing a damn difficult job, and I think they're doing it reasonably well. And I think these things just sidetrack the issues and take our eyes away from what we should be focused on.
Which is what they want, isn't it? That's exactly what they want.
Well, let's hope that someone sees a bit of sense in a minute and just gets on with things, because I think we really do need to put all this behind us, you know, because there's a lot of work to be done and we need to crack on. What we don't want to be doing is, because certain people have had an argument, they've escalated that argument, and all of a sudden now we're not focused on the schools, we're not focused on care on the island, we're not focused on our roads and so on. It's really vital that we do this as soon as possible. Anyway, okay. Sorry to go on.
That's all right.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye, Ellie.
We'll take a quick break there, and you know, we'll come back in a wee while. I mean, I've got to say this. I don't care, honestly, what colours I don't care. I mean, there's some decent Tories out there.
Mm.
There's some decent independents. There's even a couple of decent Labour guys as well. And maybe even the UKIPs. I don't know too much about them. I don't care what colours you are. Just get on with the job and stop being so childish.
That's right, yeah.
Not all of you, but some of you.
Yeah.
What would we have done in the olden days? We would have bashed their heads together, wouldn't we? That's what you would have done.
Yeah, they're just like children. That's how I look at it anyway.
Anyway, we'll come back after these.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
And now it's a round I like to call Local or Lie. Is this statement true or false? White Fibre have their engineers, their customer service department, their accounts department and all their staff based on the Isle of Wight.
There's no possible way that's true. They must have people dotted about all over the country. A foreign call centre. It's a lie.
It's absolutely true.
They're all local.
They are. And if you don't believe me, you can call them and see for yourself. It's a local number, 240-240.
White Fibre.
Click whitefibre.com.
White Fibre's half-price everything offer is still on. Super-fast fibre-optic broadband, just £17.40 per month for 6 months, including line rental. Call 240-240 or click whitefibre.com. Blisteringly fast broadband.
White Fibre.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
Come and join the hunt to find Goldie the Solid Gold Red Squirrel. Go to islandtreasure.co.uk and join in this fabulous family fun with loads of prizes. Win a time travel virtual coin every time you find a treasure chest. Go to islandtreasure.co.uk right now and go for gold.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
Oh, Dame Shirley, I do hate the passing of summer. No more racing at Ascot or sailing at Cowes, strolling along the Esplanade or drinking Pimm's on the lawn. Still, winter draws on, eh?
As a matter of fact, I have Baroness. If it's any business of yours.
Join the Dame, the Baroness and me the Knight on Tuesday afternoons from 1 o'clock through till 4, only on Vectis Radio for some fun.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/VectisRadio.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Telephone them on 01983 240 240.
All right, so we're going to get some music there, and nothing happened. Nice to know it all works.
Oh, here it is.
There it is. It's 16 minutes to 1. If you want to give us a call, you can. 240-666. You probably will be the last caller. We were asking the question. The question was quite simple. Well, it's disappeared now. Do we want... the word is that David Pugh is coming back to politics and wants to be back at County Hall. Have we missed him? Do we need him? Now, this isn't a slant or a slide on this. This is just a question, a bog-standard question. Mm. Do we... My own personal view? That doesn't really come into it. It's what you think about it. So, I've got a number of people here. I'm pretty sure that only one person has actually said... yes. Mm. Okay. I'm blimmin' computer's now frozen, so I can't actually read you the messages that I wanted to read.
I bet you're right, though. I bet the majority say no.
I mean, I've got nothing against him. All the Tories, you know. But I've just heard this rumour, and it's like it's like people are circling around something that isn't really there. You know. We've got this situation that's brewing, and I think it's a really tiny situation. It's not a massive, massive issue. Mm. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm just thinking...
Let's hope it's just a rumour then, Ian.
Well,
you know, they get their act together now and stop this bickering and...
I think they've got to. That's my own personal view on it. I just want them to get on with it and do the job that they were voted in.
That's right.
They're all getting paid at least £7,000 to represent.
I know.
Get on with it. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian. It's Jay.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
All right. How are you? All right?
Yes, I'm fine. I've got to ask you a question off the back of the Scotland thing last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I was a bit upset for everybody that voted... No, okay. Within 24 hours, Ed Miliband is then saying, "We're not really going to pander to Scotland. We ought to now just take stock of the situation and see where we go from there." I thought to myself, everyone that voted no, if they knew he was going to say that within 24 hours, they may have changed their mind and voted differently. What do you think?
You've hit the nail on the head. If they knew. Of course they didn't. That was the whole tactic. I mean, I said beforehand that they couldn't really implement this or even offer it, even considering that so many people had already voted with the postal votes and whatnot. No, it was just a ploy. You've probably seen I had quite a lengthy discussion with Pete about this, and what I was trying to do in a discussion with Pete was bring a focus onto what you witnessed there. Was a microcosm of British politics playing out, because that's what happens to all of us up and down the country day in, day out. We're just constantly fed fear and lies and propaganda and nothing changes. But you just witnessed it play out over a few days there. So I hope people learn some lessons from it.
But getting back to what we were actually talking about as well, do you think that we've just witnessed this on the Isle of Wight, but on a much smaller scale?
Regarding what's been going on with the local politics.
Yeah, the local politics. I mean, I just think it's been made into something much, much more than it really is.
Well, in some respects, it is much ado about nothing, but I would be wary of potential, coup attempts, because there is the diktat from Westminster is to implement these austerity cuts, and they want to make sure that they can do that up and down the country without fail, you know. And if there's some form of resistance, i.e. in pockets of areas that have, you know, places like maybe different colours of politics, but definitely in a place like this with independents leading the show, then yeah, I would assume that they're going to want to undermine that. Absolutely. Why not? You know, that's the sort of skullduggery that's going on.
Okay. All right. Well, what...
The question with Pugh, absolutely not. why would you want that lad back? I mean, it's just on track record and everything else. No.
I would say the reason why I'm saying it is, and I'm not having a view on this either way. I know what my mind is saying, and I know what other people are kind of saying. Not all of them, because you know there will be people that will go, yes, that would be a good thing. No, it won't be. All I'm saying is all this stuff that's happening at County Hall at the moment, and all of these people that are doing their damnedest to stir it up and make things worse than it really is.
Yeah.
It may just lead to a change, and that change may just be someone that you may not want or like and you've got rid of once before coming back. So be careful what you wish for, is what I'm saying to people.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, the island is potentially in a good position with the independence, but I mean, yeah, I don't tend to comment so much on local politics. I tell you for why, Ian, because I find it so, because I see the bigger picture on a lot of things, I find it so bloody disheartening that all this, you know, scrapping and squabbling, and then thinking, Jesus, we've really got to get our collective stuff together. And all this is going on. And yeah, it's diverted energy into all this Machiavellian stuff when we should be, as you've already said, moving forward as a cohesive movement for all of us, for what's best for all of us across the board. And it's not happening because irrespective of what we say, what would like to happen, that we don't want, you know, party politics involved in local government, it happens. You know, you'd like to think so, not so much with the independents. I don't think so, but absolutely with the Tories, that's their modus operandi. That's what they do. They want to implement Tory policies. So, you know, that's what's going on. And I just find it completely disheartening, to be honest, at local politics level. You know, we don't need it. You know, we've got such. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of the show about Labour. Bringing in these, you know, cutting the benefits. There you go. You know, they're all falling into the same line of austerity. And that's the sort of thing we should be, you know, looking at and pushing against. And we're not even having the energy to do that because the energy is diverted at local politics in squabbling. Nuts, you know, it's a complete and utter drain on all of us. And meanwhile, while we're focusing on, I mean, I can't even read half the stuff on the white when it's like that, because it's just like, oh God. While all that's going on, we're not dealing with the bigger issues, you know?
It's so true. And this one little thing that's happening on the Isle of Wight, It highlights what you just said there. It makes us take off our eye off the ball, and we're not focused on the job in hand.
It just
highlights in a very, very small, on a small scale. You know, okay, we got issues with the rest of the country, but it just goes to show that they can throw a smoke screen in, and all of a sudden we're not concentrating on what we should be doing, and it's happening all the time. But I say this just highlights on a much, much smaller scale just what exactly is happening,
and perhaps that's the tactic. You know, I don't think it would do the independent, because the real power and the real direction of any society lies within the people. But as we've spoke about before, people have been disenfranchised from the political process. A good thing for the independents to do would be to, you know, re-engage properly with, because that's where the power is. If they want re-elected again and they want power vested in them, got to engage with the people again. And I think things like, you know, if not putting on, then at least helping to facilitate things like, you know, another State of the Island debate and things like that, and crack it open, you know, and you see that these guys, they can say, look, we're trying, and you got monkeys here trying to throw spanners in the works, and they'll take the societal, you know, backing with them, because that's what they need. Otherwise, but I mean, ultimately, what I just said there, it's down to us. We have to empower the council and the way we want education to go and all these different things. But it's down to us to help facilitate that to happen.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We'll have to leave it there, Jay,
because we've
got to go to some messages that we've got to read out.
Cheers.
But thanks very much for your call.
Right,
really appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers. Okay, we've got some messages to read out. I know you hate politics, don't you, Dame Shirley? Dean Hodges says, the man who oversaw a disgraceful children's service report whilst telling us he had it all under control. The man who, before he got kicked out of the electorate, said he was unanswerable to no one. The man who fought in court to remove vital services for the disabled and then refused to answer questions on his despicable attempt to leave the most vulnerable without the care they needed. He was, stroke is, a useless article who believes himself to be better than the rest of us. Pew, we're told you what we thought of the last election. Stay away from our island, says Dean. Maggie says no, and definitely no. Emma Lawrence says no. Maggie Jones says still haven't forgiven him for shutting the middle school, so no to him coming back. Carter's Collectibles have been in touch. They say no. Angela McCurtry says sadly, if he throws his hat in the ring, the usual 2% will vote and he will get re-elected. June Whitlock says definitely no. Mark says the man who oversaw the transfer of the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service control to Surrey, David Nove Alexander, he says he's never been really away, has he? Mind you, if he was still in office, you wouldn't have had the spats that have occurred between certain independent councillors. I don't know whether that would be true or not. Glenn Maney says a far bigger no than the people of Scotland have just delivered. Kevin Barclay J says he'll have to get re-elected first or walk into a safe seat. Angela says the blue rinse set will vote him in, and let me see now. Pyro says no, it would be a step backwards for the Isle of Wight. Sylvia Stott says yes. Okay, it'd be interesting to know why you say yes. And I say everyone is entitled to their opinion. I'm just asking the question. Do we need him? Are we sorry that we voted him out? You know, that's basically the question. The tap says you'd be surprised at what is left. Here's the message here. Andy Penn says yes, because he got rid of everything else last time. There isn't much left for him to damage, really, is there? Oh, wait, the beaches are still free and available to use. In that case, no, says Andy Penn. And also, more Wenna White says, pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble and Chubb. Or is that Gubb? Trumpton, here we come. I'm not sure whether that's a yes or a no.
I think it's a no, don't you?
Okay, well, look, that is just about it from us. You didn't get much of a word in, did you?
No, never mind.
But what was the other subject we were actually chatting about? The Labour thing, where they want to bring in the...
Yeah,
they will continue the cuts to
I
benefits.
I can't understand that at all.
It's not a ratings winner,
no,
is it?
No, not at all.
It's not, is it?
No, the amount of people on benefits. Yeah, I don't understand that.
So, but then if... Just say, for instance, if you've got the Tories, this is the choice that we got next May.
Oh, I know.
You've got the Tories who are going to make cutbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
You've then got Labour who are also going to make cutbacks. And then you've probably got the Lib Dems who will probably go along with whatever Labour and Conservatives want. Mm. So they're going to issue some cutbacks as well. So you've got to look at that and think, right, the choices next year in May, sadly, are, do you want cutbacks? Or do you want cutbacks?
Mm.
Or do you want cutbacks?
Mm, that's right. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry if we've depressed you.
You have.
I was kind of shocked when Labour came out with we're
going to
make cutbacks.
I couldn't understand that on the news this morning.
As my mum would say, they're watered down Tories. Anyway, should we leave it there?
Yeah.
I've had about 5 phone calls on my mobile phone, my personal phone, in the last couple of minutes.
They're personal though, Ian. Don't read them out. You never know what they might say.
Oh, yeah. Someone's desperate to speak to me.
Oh, yeah. What time tonight?
Maybe it's something that I've said in the last hour. Maybe, if you've missed it, you've only just come in and switched on, this will be repeated tonight at 10 o'clock and it will be unedited. So don't panic. All right. Now, Dame Shirley, we're off now.
I'm off now. I shall be here tomorrow afternoon.
With the
Duchess and the Knight.
And the Knight as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you then. Stand by, because on the way, it's Kevin.
It's Kevin?
Yeah, you were
going to
call him Kelvin.
I was.
Kevin's got a major announcement regarding an event that's happening on the Isle of Wight that he's putting together. And he's going to be talking about that in the next hour of the show.
Good.
Oh, yeah, he's quite a talented guy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to write us a pantomime in Near for Christmas.
We keep saying that.
Yeah, I know.
He's full of it.
I'm going to be the Dame, aren't I?
The pantomime Dame.
You're going to be Buttons.
Anyway, look, we got to go, but thanks very much for your calls and your messages. We're back tomorrow, and I understand we've got Alison Loganberry Day on the show tomorrow, so join us for the phone-in from 12. We start the show at 10. It's right after the fantastic breakfast show from Dominic Cole. Mm. Stand by, then. Mm-hmm. Kevin Wilson's on the way.
Yep.
This is Vectis Radio.